You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to author Shannon Kaiser, and her new book, The Joy Seekers, will be out tomorrow. Now, Shannon, we were talking about the tools that you've written about to walk from depression and anxiety to joy. Can you give us a little hint about what we might find in there?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, the questions we ask ourselves, like I said, the journaling is really important, but something we can do, I find that one of the things that blocks us from joy the most is worry. We worry about the future, or we're worrying about the past, or we're worrying about people we loved, cared for. So we have this process called Turn Your Worry to Wonder, and it's about really identifying your worry. We see it, we stop it, and we shift it. So let's say maybe you're worrying about you want to leave a job you're in to go pursue your passion. Maybe it's to be a writer or something. And you're worried about what will happen. What will people say? Or you're worried about what will, you know, can you make a living doing what you love? And so these fears come in. And so you quickly stop it, and you can even write out or just say it in your mind, a wonder statement. I wonder how good it will feel to be able to be free to write from anywhere in the world. Or, I wonder, and you can even say wonder, or you can turn that worry flat out into the opposite. So instead of I worry about what other people will think, say I'm excited to live my potential. I can't wait for the support from loved ones.
And so you're basically Wonder Woman, just wondering about all the potential in every life.
Exactly. We become, and that's exactly the process that Joy Seeker is about, becoming your own hero. That's really kind of the mission of the book, where we Wonder Woman ourselves or Wonder Man ourselves into an empowered person who knows that we're capable of living a life of joy and excitement and wonder and awe.
Each one of your books has led to the next one, and you didn't know what the next one would be until you walked through it. Do you have any idea what's going to follow Joy Seekers?
You know, that's such a beautiful question. I absolutely do. And it's funny because it's, as we're getting ready to share Joy Seeker and it comes out, the Joy Seeker book is all about you being who you're meant to be. And that final chapter in the book is about trusting and believing in yourself. So the whole next book is all about trusting and believing in yourself. But that final chapter of Joy Seeker leads us into it. So once you become a Joy Seeker, how do you really believe in yourself? And there we go.
Wow. So now that you've written Joy Seeker, and we talked a little bit about all the emotions around it and the struggle to get through to joy, is it still an up and down journey, or is it still mostly up?
Well, that's a beautiful question. You know, I went on, as I said, I write about what I need to learn, and I very much am an active participant as I'm writing about what I'm teaching. And the biggest gift that Joy Seeker process, the Joy Seeker journey is in the book, is the presence. I am now so present in the journey, and I'm appreciative of everything. I've released all expectations. But that doesn't mean that I don't still get sad or frustrated, but it's not nearly like it used to be, because the biggest gift is that I have totally allowed myself to be where I am instead of where I used to think I needed to be. And I think this is something we all do. We're chasing that happiness or that elusive there. And this process is really about saying, no, right here, this is where we're supposed to be, and making the most of it.
When you're getting close to the end of each book, do you try to leave a cliffhanger at the end for the next book?
You know, I don't, because it's beautiful in the sense that each book has its own energy in the way of, like, it's a book baby. I feel like they're book babies.
So they are. You've given birth to amazing books.
I just keep popping out books.
Yeah.
each ending is a complete process. And it doesn't really, you know, if you've been a reader and you've been following along, you can see how they're connected. And when I pitch it to my agent and my publisher, we definitely see it as almost like a trilogy kind of focus forward. But I make sure each one, you can pick up any book and get a complete package. And it's just, how deep do you want to go? How glorious do you want your life to be? That's where they really take you.
And when you think about the unknown now, how is it different from when you started this journey?
Oh, what a beautiful question, because I've been thinking about this myself lately. And I really attribute this to the Joy Seeker journey I went on, and the process in the book is, you know, the unknown. I actually love that I don't know what is coming. And before, I used to have a lot of anxiety about the future. I was scared of the unknown. And actually being afraid of the unknown is one of the biggest joy busters. And there's a whole section of the book where I talk about how it blocks us. But if we look at our life as a creative, unfolding adventure, we can be more in the present and see that the unknown is exciting and it can be turn out better than we ever thought possible. Like, here we are talking today. We didn't know that was going to happen.
That's right.
And it's beyond me and it's beautiful.
Pure magic. Shannon, could we just ask you about some of the joy busters that we have to be aware of to get around to the joy?
Yeah, you know, there's some, if you can think about just your daily life when you get caught up. So one of them that I see a lot with my personal life coaching clients and then in my own journey was comparing. We compare ourselves to others. We also compare ourselves to our own self, either a future version. Maybe we're trying to lose weight or we're trying to get out of debt. And we kind of think, gosh, if only I was there. And we're comparing to that happier version of the future. Or our past selves. Maybe we had it all figured out before and we've come into a situation that's troubling. So the comparison is really something we want to look at. And instead of comparing yourself to anyone else outside of yourself or others, you really recognize that there can be joy in the journey. And when we allow ourselves to be more of who we really are, just give yourself permission to be you, we realize there's no comparison at all. It's kind of like nature, like a sunflower doesn't compare itself to a rose. I mean, I get that they're plants, but the whole point is everything exists in its own beauty. And that's the same for humans. Humanity.
And have you had to unlearn a lot to find joy?
I think this is a good question. I think that it really depends on how stuck in our ways we are, in the sense of, you know, I was depressed for many, many years because I didn't know how to not be depressed. And one of the joy busters is that we actually are stuck because we think that's what we're supposed, like our parents struggled. Our parents' parents struggled. We live in a society where struggling and overworking is kind of accepted. And so to break out of that, you're the oddball. All of a sudden you're feeling joy and you're happy. What are you going to do with that? But I feel like now more than ever, we live in a time where there's so much separation and there's so much pushing against each other. It's time to come together, and we can do that with joy of each other, joy of the process of being alive, you know?
Mm-hmm. How have your friends and family acted around all this change of just allowing things to happen? Do they see a big change in you?
Yes, and I think it's, I don't know if they necessarily attribute it. I don't think they realize that it's the joy seeker journey I went on, but it's, you know, the most rewarding thing is my relationships are so much more meaningful. There's so much more, there's connection there. I used to be sitting with a friend and thinking about all the things I had to do after our event or our coffee date or all the things that I needed to say to someone else. And so I was never really present. Now I'm able to be present. And I think it's a lot of what the joy seeking is. It's about being versus doing. So I don't have to do anything or say anything anymore. I don't have to say I'm the joy seeker. I just kind of show up in my joy. And I think that's what we all really want. We all want to have less pressure on ourselves. We all want to feel more connected to each other.
This really sounds like you're healing the planet one joyful moment, one present moment at a time.
Oh, it'll be such a gift if people who read that book feel that way too. That's the process. That's the mission.
Mm-hmm. And your greatest hope for this book?
Is exactly that, is that we all become joy seekers and be who we're really meant to be, which is our true self. We don't have to be anything else. Mm-hmm. We can stop hiding ourselves.
What age group do you think is going to pick this book up?
Oh, it's I don't even think it is an age group. I think anybody who is, there's two categories, really. I think anyone who is where I was 10 years ago, so desperate at the end of my rope, not knowing what joy was because I was so in my stuckness and anxiety and fear, but kind of that last rope of I need something. And then there's the other side of I'm ready to feel better. I want more for my life. And I really want to live with more meaning and connection, and I want to be authentic.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, who are some of your favorite mentors along this journey?
Mentors are so important. Mentors have really shaped my life. My mom is one of my first and foremost, one of the most amazing mentors. She still supports me and comes on my book tours and behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And Gabrielle Bernstein is a self-help author who actually was my author coach when I very first started my career. And then Selma Bacon is an author right now who's also a huge mentor in my life currently. And so it's, I think mentors, if anything we take away today, find a mentor, someone who you can work with or just kind of can support you. Would you agree? Mentors really make a difference in our life?
I would totally agree that everybody needs a huge mentor in their life to move forward.
Yes. And no matter what you're going through, a mentor is kind of someone to show you the way. They've been there and they can help. Every stage of my life, I've had a mentor, and it's beautiful because your mentors change as you change, and that's part of the process, I think.
That's so true. Your empowerment coach program, is there a way that people can connect with you to get onto that as well as the book?
Yeah, absolutely. I do empowerment coaching, and I work with people all around the globe via Skype or phone, and I also lead retreats. I have a self-love retreat coming up at Lake Louise in a couple weeks, actually, and we have a few spots left. And so you just go to my website, playwiththeworld.com, and then you can go to work with me for the private sessions or the group coaching, which I do, or to the attend a retreat.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Shannon, for phoning in today and being on our Health First Show program. And I wish you well with your new book tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have our second guest.